Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like things like
Spookathongs!
And safe care for yourself. It threw me off. I was like, what? Oh, we do like spooky things. Like, you're so right.
You are correct.
You did it. What did you do for self-care this week?
This week we kind of did some yard work and stuff.
That's helpful.
Also, I set up Roni's little playset, and it's really cute.
So did I see it?
It's out in the yard. It's not like huge. It's
cool. Just, you like, didn't show me, so I've been out all day, and I just didn't see his playset.
My friend Allie got it for him for his birthday, and it's like a little like four wall kind of small thing. Where there's like a
But he needs a little ladder, small thing, yeah,
that climbs up, and then there's like a base, and he can stand up there and like look out a little, like, what are those called? Like a
telescope,
kind of, but like pirate one,
the pirate telescope, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And there's a basketball hoop that goes on it, except for Jonesy deflated the basketball that went.
What
with it.
You mean Jonesy immediately? Did
yeah, immediately. Like I blew it up, and she like.
Ruger immediately does that.
And then there's a slide, and he goes down the slide, and it's like the cutest thing I've ever seen.
That's really cute. That sounds cute. That's fun.
So we've been spending a lot of time outside, and like
eventually it'll be warm out.
It was super warm this week, though. It's like,
I know, it was kind of nice.
It was amazing. I'm working on my base tan. I'm stoked about it.
I just don't want to get sunburned again this year and then fall asleep on the couch. And Keith's like, you just slept for like 10 hours. And I'm like, what year is it? And he's like, it's still the same year. You just slept for 10 hours.
After sunburned? Oh, yeah. No, I've been putting sunscreen on religiously.
I'm trying to. I'm just like, it doesn't last for very long. So it's like you have to consistently apply it. That's the hard part.
And then I get all like sticky. I know. Hate the stickiness of it. Like, I wish that someone would just make, like, they've got daily moisturizer for your face.
That's
with
not
SPF.
Sticky. That's not sticky.
Why can't we make a daily moisturizer for your body?
Because that would be comfortable, SPF. And you're not to be comfortable.
Can we please?
No, you have to be uncomfortable. God. Embrace discomfort.
I hate it.
Holistic health.
Holistic health? Phrase discomfort.
I did take a holistic health class, and his like phrase was was embrace discomfort.
Oh,
and we're like, why? And he's like, because if you don't know discomfort, then you don't know comfort. And I'm like, you know what though?
Okay,
you're not wrong. I took a lot from that class. It's stupid. I got really good grade in that class, and I did not do.
Was it at ACC?
Tests. Yeah. Dude. No. It was at Metro. Yeah.
Fucking hate Metro.
Okay. That class, though?
I had one good teacher at Metro.
I had, I think...
Actually, I had two.
My best teacher was at ACC. Mr. Nelson, I am talking about you.
Mr. Nelson killed it.
He killed it. It was what a math class.
Oh, the math class that you told the principal about?
The director. And he got, like, a full-time job from it.
Good for Mr. Nelson.
No, but he made
people
it understandable.
Notice when you do good.
Yeah, no, he needed
to do good, you guys.
Yeah, and he literally like found me. I was like, Kim, I got a full-time position. And I said, I didn't know you didn't have a full-time position, but baby girl, you needed
one. But baby girl, good job.
Yeah, I was really
what
happy.
Was Mr. Nelson like? Like, what did he look like?
He
was he kind of hot?
No.
Oh.
He wasn't, he was just like an old white man.
I was hoping he'd be hot.
But he did math. And he
did math And he math so hard.
I didn't do well in math classes. No, I hate math. But like he made it. He's like, understanding math is a hard thing. And he made like, if he's like, if you mess up, that's how you learn.
Oh my God.
And guess what?
Mr. Nelson.
He would be explaining stuff and he would mess it up. And he'd be like, I'm so sorry. He's like, but guess what? That's part of learning.
Oh my God.
And he made it make sense. Mr. Because Nelson. He's like, here's how I messed up. And I even told him a method. He was like teaching something. And I was like, can I tell you how I like mastered this method? And he was like, yeah.
Mastered the method.
And he called it the Kim method at one point.
The Kim method.
Could I tell you? No, I don't know what I did. But I figured something out. And also, I was like, hey, like a million years is ago. This how this works? And he was like, oh my God, Kim, you just figured something out.
Mathematician.
I felt like a genius. But I'm sure he probably was like, oh, she figured it out too. But he like literally, he was like, we'll call it the Kim method. And I'm like, oh.
That's amazing.
I loved him. Yeah, no, I did really well in that class.
Teachers make a difference.
They do. If you have a shitty teacher, you're not going to learn
but if,
nearly
but
as much.
But like if you have a good one, you remember him forever.
Yeah, and I remember him forever.
Yeah.
The fact that, he has a very common name, but I don't also, know. He was great.
He made an impact on your life.
Yeah, and Mr. Nelson at ACC. 10 out of 10 stars.
You did great.
Everyone sign up for his class. You will understand math better.
Is he still there?
I don't know. I don't go there anymore. Yeah, so I don't
know.
We've
been out of school
I hope
for
so.
Many, many years.
Yeah, I hope so. He should be there. Like, if he wants to.
Or if he wants to, like, you know, grow and go to, like, a different college. Like
yeah, like, you know, Metro.
We wish the best for him.
I do wish the best for him. I truly do. Because he, like, killed it. He should be, like, the Emperor of Math.
Emperor of Math. What a title.
Could you imagine? I'm whispering because I yelled earlier, and they're like, Ronan's asleep. And I'm like, sorry, guys. So I'm self-conscious about my volume of my voice.
That's okay.
People are like, why is Kim being so quiet? I'm like, because she might have woken up a sleeping child, and she's very self-conscious. Sorry.
Well, the good news is you didn't.
I didn't.
He does sleep through vacuum sounds, so.
Okay, right there makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Sorting and tell me about this week. Also, my self-care
this
week.
Yeah, I was like, hold on. What's your self-care? Trying to skip your self-care? I don't think so.
My self-care this week. Okay, so Keith was out of town, and I am an extrovert, I think.
No.
Okay, I didn't know if that was known because we were like, maybe you're an introvert. It's
super not.
And I had a really, we didn't even get to hang out really this weekend, which made me really sad. But like.
You and Keith?
You and me.
Is Jonesy in here?
Georgia is.
Okay.
I
just heard a sigh from the dog.
Okay. I'll be honest. That was news to me as well. But she's doing fine. Guys, if you hear like barking or scratching, like deal with it. You're fine. But this week, I Pavloved Ruger into enjoying the song Pink Pony Club.
Good for you.
He loves it.
Did you do this?
Because I sing Pink Puppy Club because okay. I'm 12.
Sure.
And he gets a lot of love. He dances to it.
Oh my God, like how? Like he wiggles his butt?
Yeah. No, he gets really excited when it plays.
God, so cute.
Well, he likes the part when it's like, oh. What have you done? Because yeah, that's when I start.
Well, that's the best part.
That's when I start singing to him.
Yeah.
So I Pavloved Ruger into enjoying the song Pink Pony Club.
You should make a TikTok out of that.
I will try because sometimes
it's hard to capture.
It is really hard to capture because I have to be really involved with him.
Right.
So that's what I did this weekend is I Pavloved Ruger into enjoying the song Pink Pony Club, but I sing Pink Puppy Club. And then when they say you're a pink pony girl, I say you're a pink pony boy.
And he's like, I am.
And he...
How did you know that I am a pink pony
Ruger
boy?
Just likes... If you're willing to party, Ruger... Ruger's
he'll
all about it.
Energy.
Oh my God, it's the greatest thing ever. And then like Keith came home today and I was like, remember the moments we shared? Keith was loving it though.
You show Keith?
I played it and then Ruger was smiling and he was like laying next to music. I was like, are you singing this shit?
So does Aspen like it or no?
Well,
she's like, this is some fucking...
Do you
want to
know what
shit.
Aspen's Pavloved song is for her?
Sure, yeah.
It's Stand By Me by Benny E. King.
I don't know what that means.
It's the Stand By Me.
when like you're feeling sad.
It's the song like, when the moon that we look upon should ever stumble and fall, and it's the Stand By Me.
It's kind of like an oldie.
Stand By Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stand. When she was a little puppy, mm-hmm. when she would cry. Cause she,
that was the little lullaby.
That was her lullaby. Her. So when she hears Stand By Me, like she hears the like beginning like sounds, oh. she gets really quiet and she like leans her head on me. So Spenny's Pavlov song, and I'll try to include that because I did that on one of our videos.
Definitely include that.
But yeah.
People love dogs.
Hers, yeah, she tries to cuddle when that song's going on because it was her puppy song. So I was like, Rugi needs one, and Pink Pony Club makes me laugh. So I was like,
it's hilarious.
Yeah. So that's what I did this weekend.
He's a little girly pop.
He was, yeah. So brunch, like I talked about last week, and Pavloving dogs into enjoying songs by Chapel Ronan, you know?
Nice. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you about. So I had like two short-ish stories that are connected.
Okay. Yeah. We're all about that.
By an item that I'm not going to tell you yet.
Well, obviously that would ruin it.
Okay.
Can I guess the item?
Sure.
Or will I know?
I don't know. Why would you know? You can try and guess.
Well, I'm saying if you tell me the one story, can I guess?
Oh, you're definitely going to know after I tell you the first story.
Okay, great. I will guess after that.
Okay. So.
Okay.
The first story is like vague as fuck. Let me just tell you. Because I tried to find like information about it. I'd like search.
Are some stories out there that you're like, I need to get the story out there, but it's kind of hard.
I don't have a specific date and or place. However, I know it's 2020. Victoria Roth was traveling for work and she was staying in a hotel, as you do when you travel for work.
End of story. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I don't even know like which hotel this is. Like, okay. I don't know a chain.
You said you don't know a date or like specifics.
It's just all I know is 2020.
That's fine.
So
it's recent.
She got back from a day out working. I don't even know what she does. She's working the field.
She's being a boss bitch.
She's maybe doing sales. I don't know. Okay. I like to imagine her as like a liquor saleswoman, but I don't know. That's
okay. Liquor hearsay. Sales is ridiculous, though.
Yeah. So she comes back to her room and she opens the door, and there's a lady standing in her bathroom. And she's like, cool, whatever.
What you doing?
Probably like housekeeping. She's like, hi. And the lady just like,
is this an apartment or a house?
This is a hotel.
Oh, okay. The lady, sorry, I was like,
doesn't reply. And she's like,
okay,
like weird. And then she's like, wait, that lady is like holding my clothes in her hand and like trying to put them in a bag. And she's like, hold
maybe
up,
I should look into this.
Yeah, she's like, hey ma'am, what are you doing? And then the lady seems to get a little bit frazzled. She's like, and like mumbles something, and she's like, what the fuck?
Does she go grab her clothes? Because I would.
Yeah. So then the lady tries to like rush out of the hotel room, but Victoria quickly like stepped into her path and grabbed the bag that the lady had. And she's like,
this has my stuff in it.
I'm going to go ahead and check this because it looks like you're stealing shit and not cool. So she like checks the bag. There's nothing in it that is hers. So she's like, okay, like, I guess you can leave. Like, this
good
is so
for
fucking
her.
Weird.
That's weird situation.
So she's like, just kind of like, what a strange incident. And she's like weirded out. And then she's like looking around her hotel room and she's like, okay, nothing's like missing.
Okay, that was going to be my next question.
But shit seems like out of place. Like, it's like kind of like ransacked.
She's rifled through stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, she didn't take my laptop. She didn't take my passport, so that's good.
Those are the big things you would be concerned about.
But the only thing that was missing was Victoria's prescription medications.
For what?
It did not say. But I'm assuming it's probably like some depression meds or maybe some, who knows. So she's like, okay, rude. Why are you taking my prescription medications?
Like, I need that. Fucked up. That's how I function.
Yeah. And so she called the police. And by that time, the lady was like long gone.
And she took her bag though, right?
The lady had her own bag.
I know, but she said, I'm going to check this before you.
Yeah, yeah. She had checked that bag and there was not like anything that she saw, but maybe they're for whatever reason.
She put it in her pockets or something.
Yeah, who knows?
Sure, sure, sure. Okay.
So when the police showed up, they found a flashlight on the bed and some drywall in the sink. And they were like, well, there's no signs of forced entry.
Can I just say what I think?
Hold on. So the police... They're like, she probably just had like a spare key.
And no, like, she didn't go through the walls.
And they like slap their legs and they're like, we're out of here. Like, we don't care.
Did you know me and your brother do that?
Yeah,
when
I
we're
do.
At each other's houses and we slap our legs and go, well,
better get on out of here. So they're like, well, that's weird, but like, whatever. We have other police work to do.
Sure.
And they left. Okay, now.
So I'm guessing she probably lived. Or stayed or traveled, any one of those three, in the mirror, because that's why there's drywall.
Yes.
Bingo, bango, boom.
Bingo, bango, boom.
Guys, if you are in a hotel room and there's drywall in your sink, just know the mirror was probably moved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, let me just say, this is bathroom mirror horror stories. You get
I say I love it, but I don't.
No, like, I hate it.
I hate that, but I want to hear about it. Yeah, like, tell exactly. me more. Tell me more.
So Victoria's like, why is there drywall in the sink?
Yeah, that's immediately.
And she's like, you know what? These police didn't investigate as thoroughly as I would have liked. So she moved the mirror to the side. And to her horror, she found a dark hole cut into the drywall that led to a room behind said wall.
That the lady was living in.
Uh-huh. Inside the hole was evidence that a person was living there.
Was her medication there?
No.
Okay.
I think she took that and was like, let me take these pills elsewhere.
Okay.
She found a toothbrush, some clothes, a pillow and blankies, and some cigarettes.
Gonna ask because there was like, obviously some vices.
You're living
there.
In a fucking dark wall. Why you're gonna need smoke? To smoke a cigarette, right? Why?
You know what?
Seems like a perfect time and place for it.
Fuck it.
Why fuck not? It at that point. Yeah. So Victoria is giving final girl energy and she's like, immediately now. She packs up her shit and she's like, goodbye. Gets the hell out of there.
Does she let anyone know?
Yeah. So she okay. did tell the police. She's like,
please
hey,
tell me she at least said
P.S.
Something.
Like, there's a fucking hole in this wall.
And a room.
Yeah. Like, people are living here.
Did she
here.
Go, like, into that to investigate?
No, she just, like, looked.
Okay. Because I was like, was it, like, behind? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Was it a tunnel
like,
situation?
How deep did it go?
Yeah, yeah.
So as she got away from the hotel, Victoria just, like, had this creepy thought in the back of her mind. And she was like, I've stayed at this hotel before for work trips. And when I stayed here previously, I remember smelling cigarettes. It would just like waft through my room. And in the back of her mind, she's like, someone's just like sneaking a cigarette in the
ever,
room next to her.
Did you ever like, did you ever live in an apartment? I know you did. Did you ever have neighbors who smoked?
Yeah, this is fucking
It
gross.
Is the most disgusting.
It's
aggressive.
Horrible.
Go
Why
outside.
Would you do that?
Why are you doing that?
Also, I get so pissed.
I did complain, and I don't mean to be, like, a person, like,
no.
a complainer, but they had to, like, the person next to us was smoking so much pot that it was, like, seeping into our apartment. It was
yeah.
heavy.
Well, because they all share the same ventilation
and I'm
system.
Like, I didn't want to be a narc, but I was so sick
but
of it.
But also, like, can you not?
Yeah, and I even, like, said something to her. I was like, listen, like, I know you smoke. Like, I said it to the neighbor, and she's like, I don't. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Okay, bitch.
So I reported to the office, and I told the lady, I was like, I don't want them to think it was me. And she's like, no, 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 girl, I got you. She's like, I'll say I was walking by. And I was like, thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No. We've all had those situations.
Yeah. We had the best apartment complex, like, ever. Like, the lady totally had our back. And she's like, hey, if you can, like, when we gave her our 60-day notice, she's like, if you guys can get out before December, I won't charge you, like, the prorated rate for December. Like, 10 out of 10.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I was like, don't threaten me with a good time. Okay.
So Victoria's, like, putting two and two together. She's like,
yeah,
cigarettes in the wall, cigarette smoke when I've been here previously. She's like, oh no,
there's a pattern.
This lady has been like living here for months, because it's been like several months between her visits.
Yeah.
And so she's like, okay,
she stay in the same room.
I guess, yeah. She's like, it's kind of like occurring to her. She's like, maybe this lady that I like literally came face to face with was on the other side of the wall, just like smoking cigarettes last time I was here. Oh. Creepy.
Yeah, that's really creepy.
So who knows how long she had actually been like living there?
Yeah.
But as police investigated further, they relayed to Victoria that the woman who had access to her room also had access to a whole bunch of other rooms in the hotel.
Obviously.
Because the holes in the walls were from a renovation. And instead of the hotel being like, hey, let's patch this shit up, they just covered it with a mirror.
That's what happens like in a lot of New York City apartments too.
That's fucked up.
No.
How dare you?
I've moved a mirror. They're easy to move.
So maybe just like check behind your hotel mirrors. And to your point, New York City apartments.
Sorry, I'm ruining this, but like,
so
bring it on.
While I was trying to find like some more information about this story, I found a similar tale.
Did you find the girl on TikTok?
Yes. Isn't the girl fucked up in New York City?
New York.
Sorry, I had to give an ode to
dreams of murder
to what we do in the shadows. So
we love that show. You guys should watch it.
In early March of 2021, 26-year-old Samantha Hartsell had just moved into a new apartment.
Was she living alone?
No, she had a roommate.
Okay.
His name is John. I forget his last name, but who cares?
I'm not going to be like, what's his name? I need it.
After getting curious about a cold draft that was coming from her bathroom, like it was like so much of a draft that it would like move wisps of her hair. Like this isn't like a, oh, it feels a little chilly. It's like a fucking wind.
Absolutely not.
Like, no, thank you.
How uncomfortable would that be if you were like peeing really quickly or like pooping? I don't know. Do what you're
and
doing.
And wind is blowing in.
And
your
wind
hair?
Is like, no, thank you.
Absolutely not.
No.
So she's like, where the fuck is this coming from?
Yeah, that's what
she's like, let me investigate. She's like, maybe there's like a hole in the wall. Like, maybe there's a crack. Like, who knows?
No. Yeah.
So it leads her to the mirror. And she's like, huh. Usually mirrors are like, whoops, like right up, like, pretty flush with the wall.
Yeah.
There's a gap. And she's like, interesting. So she whips out her phone because like in this day and age, if you don't document it, it didn't happen.
Yeah, and you're she faking it.
Moves the mirror and
immediately sees a gap.
There's a huge hole. She's like, huh, okay. That's fucked. And so she's like, well, let me,
this video was on TikTok and it was very, it was unalarming. It was very alarming.
No, it's super creepy.
Yeah.
100%. So after searching the bathroom,
it's like a full ass room.
She finds it and then she's like, okay. And now there's like this whole big area. Who knows how far it goes? Cause it's like completely like pitch black. So she like straps a flashlight to her head with like a headband. And gets a hammer.
Is John helping her?
For self-defense. He's filming it.
Okay, because I would...
Which I'm also like, John...
I'll be honest. John should go in. But, like, I was watching this. They never, like, got to, like, what happened. But I was like, does she walk on the other side? Because, like, a little bit curious. But, like, John should do it.
Come on, John. Be a gentleman.
Dear John.
So
what's her name? Dear her.
Dear Samantha. So
dear Samantha.
She goes to the other side with her hammer and her flashlight.
Yeah.
And she's like, let's fucking go. It's an entire 3-bedroom apartment. And like, so initially,
bags or like sleeping bags in there?
No. There was some trash bags and like a half empty water bottle.
I take the mirror off and be like, I now have a three bedroom apartment.
Well, so she, okay. So when I was like reading it, I was like, oh, this must be like old and gross and like nasty. Cause it's probably been boarded up for like years.
Yeah.
No, dude, it's like white walls, hardwood floors in some of it. Although a lot of it, the floors are ripped up and there's exposed pipes.
Sure.
But it's kind of like, it looks modern. And I'm like, that's fucking weird,
dude. Was it a next door neighbor?
So I'm not sure. Like, they don't really know. So the windows were open. So there were windows in this apartment. Like, I'm not sure why it was boarded up. But the windows were open.
What time of year was this?
And that's why it was like fall-ish, I think.
Well, I asked because like cold draft was coming through. You know?
So with those windows being open and the draft coming through, that's where she was feeling it through her mirror. I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm petty.
But so she's like, there's a whole ass three-bedroom apartment in here in fucking New York City. Like,
which is impossible to pay for.
Like, everyone wants more space.
Yeah.
But the kicker is, it's kind of like you can't really live there because one, the floors are all ripped up in some portions where it's just like,
why wouldn't you try to rent that out?
I don't know. The landlords didn't know about it. And then there was no like actual bathroom. So even if you wanted to rent it out, you would have to then like build a bathroom.
Yeah.
So she's like, what the fuck? This is wild that this is here. And she was kind of like freaking out. Like,
was there evidence of somebody living there?
Well, the water bottle, which she was kind of like, oh my God, someone's going to like pop out of here and like try to get me.
Yeah.
But luckily, no one was there. And she was just kind of like freaking out the whole time. Like, oh my God, why am I going into this darkness to like see what I can find?
That's terrifying.
Yeah. And so she notified her property managers and they were like, what? We had no idea either. So no one really knows like exactly why this was boarded up or why they're not using that.
Yeah.
Because they could totally, like, if they just added a bathroom, a three-bedroom apartment, here's more rent.
A few grand.
Yeah.
At least.
So I saw this thing in the New York Post where one person was, like, quoted as saying, I owned a large 1920s house in the New York City area. It had little rooms in the darndest places and a strange old basement toilet. Many people took in boarders in times past, especially after the Depression. It was a way for women in particular to earn a living. So to like have boarders, like you're not, it's kind of like passive income. You're like, now I've got renters, like pay me money.
Sex workers, I'm guessing.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily need to be sex workers, but like if you
had, they said women, so that's where I was like,
well, yeah, but like if you had a house and you had extra rooms, instead of like having a job, you could be like, well, let me rent this space out to you.
Okay, yeah.
So perhaps that might have been what it was.
A way, yeah.
I don't know. But it's still kind of shrouded in mystery. The, like I said, the property owners have no idea. They had no clue that that room was even
That's
there.
That's insane. And they probably were like, well, let's capitalize on it. Like, let's
make money on this. Yeah. I'd be like, so since I found it, can we just like knock this wall down and
it's part of our
we'll
land.
Keep the same amount of rent.
It's fine. Rent control, right?
Yeah. So she found a weird bedroom and, or even a full ass apartment. And like, I guess this is like not uncommon in a lot of older buildings, and it's not uncommon in a lot of hotels as well. Like the first story, there were so many comments on her story where people were like, oh my God, I also like lifted up a mirror and found remnants of people living behind it.
So I don't know if you remember this, but I had a job where I was traveling a lot. Like, yeah. This is when I met your brother.
Yeah.
And, like, in fact, like, me and your brother would, he would, like, message me, be like, you in Colorado? I'm like, nay, I'm in California. And he's right. Like, when are you coming back? And I'm like, tomorrow. And he's like, cool, see you then. But I would check behind the mirrors because of the story.
I would have never thought of that.
Yeah. It was people said, well, because I was like, people, because there are some stories where you're like, people, you can't like be scared of everything.
Sure.
But towards the end, I started checking behind the mirrors and in apartments I live in now. Not now, because like I have a house.
And even mirrors where you can see if they're two-way mirrors.
Yeah, you put your finger up to it. Yeah. And if there's a gap, then it means it's a two-way mirror.
Just so creepy.
Yeah. So I did check. We lived in two different apartments. You had been to both of them. But I did check the mirrors to make sure like there was, I don't think there was any room for them anyway. Like yeah. You saw them, but like they weren't in like weird areas. But I did make sure.
Well, they were also like newer buildings too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But like I did check to make sure like they weren't like.
You can never be too.
Yeah. Because Keith's like, right? What are you doing? I was like, making sure our mirror can't come off.
Making sure that there's no fucking creeps over here.
Yeah. And I even like downloaded a program to make sure like, because what you can do. And everyone, you guys should look into this. I don't know what the program's called, but it's to make sure there's no other Wi-Fi networks on your connection. And it's so you can find cameras, like hidden cameras.
Oh,
because you can find like, yeah, you can find like creepy stuff or like connections near you. And you can find what they're like, what network they're on. So like, that's how people find like hidden cameras and stuff.
In like Airbnbs,
which
is so cool. Creepy.
I don't stay in Airbnbs anymore because I think they like are ruining the housing market for people because people are buying like small, like, I don't know, like short-term housing.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, but you're like leaving a family who could buy a house out. I don't know. I have a problem with Airbnb for that, but like I did check behind the mirrors and also there are some programs. If you guys live in an apartment, just make sure like there are no random networks that you don't know about connected to your Wi-Fi. Even if you have a secure Wi-Fi network, sometimes stuff can be connected. But that's
so how do you know if it's connected to your Wi-Fi?
Because like you download the app and you can see the connections that are on your Wi-Fi. And you can see ones that are suspiciously near you, but on another Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay.
I know Keith and I connected it and he like deactivated some devices because Keith's like, is this yours? So I'm like, no. And he's like, nope, we're deactivating it.
Ew, what?
Yeah. We don't know if anything happened, like,
well, yeah.
To this day. But, like, people can, like, creepily do stuff.
So it's not like when you look at your, like, Wi-Fi list and you're like, who can I connect to? It's literally, like, you're connected to yours and it'll tell you, like, if other ones are on yours.
Mm-hmm. And you can check all the ones that are on your specific Wi-Fi connection. And,
ew.
Yeah. And
people are so creepy.
Because sometimes some devices don't ask for the password.
Yeah.
On your Wi-Fi connection, especially cameras.
Ew.
Isn't that creepy? Yeah.
What the fuck?
Download that app. I'm telling you, even though we have a house, we do that because, like, you never know.
People are so gross.
Yeah, so we had that, and there were some, and Keith and I never really knew what they were, so he would deactivate them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what this is, and, like, kick them off the Wi-Fi, so they had to enter a password.
That's, like, I don't know. It's just, like, so creepy, because, like, what if you, like, opened the mirror, and then, like, someone was fucking standing there? How terrifying would that be?
I would die.
I would lose my mind.
I would die. Well, good news, you've seen our house. Our mirrors are replaced.
Well, yeah,
we got the like LED, like we have a house, so it's a little bit different, but yeah. I did check like the mirrors in our apartment.
Well, I mean, you could still have a house and have the fucking,
yeah,
what was the story that you told where the boy was living in the walls?
Daniel LaPlante.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
So horrifying.
Oh my God.
Can I tell you a scary story that happened recently?
Oh my God, okay. Yeah.
We're talking 2 days ago.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I think I should probably go home and tell Keith this. So Keith was out of town in Vegas. Yeah. This is a really creepy story, actually. It's like making my skin crawl.
Why didn't you like start with this?
I should have started with this. So Keith is out of town. I'm at home. Our basement light was on. And I know I turned it on because I went down to the basement.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, that's weird. Because I was like doing laundry. And I turned it off.
Okay.
And you can tell, like, from, like, on our stairs, you can see the light on. I turned it off.
Like, underneath the door?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I turned it off. It was turned off. Sure. I hadn't been in the basement a few days later.
Okay.
Keith left on Thursday morning.
Okay.
Okay, so, like, Friday morning, I was like, maybe I went and did the laundry. So, I turned off Friday morning.
Okay.
And like before I went to work, because I was like, why is it on? That shouldn't be on. Saturday night or Sunday morning, I'm walking up our stairs. The light's on again. I had been in the basement that entire weekend.
Ew, no.
I had turned off the light. And I know I turned off the light. I remember turning off the light because that's like one thing. I don't know who like what happened. I didn't turn it on. I know for a fucking fact I didn't turn it on.
Did you open the door or were you like, nope?
I opened it and I turned off the light, but I was just like...
Is there a lock on the outside of the door?
To our basement?
Yeah.
There's no way to get into the basement except for like the door at the top of the basement. There's no other door to get in. But I don't know. I'm creeped out because I did not turn on the light. I can tell you that much. And I only know the dogs make me get up with them at 4 or 3 in the morning.
But also, like, if there was a person, the dogs would lose their shit.
I don't know.
Like, I always have to remind myself that. I'm like, because I'll freak myself out and be like, oh my God, there's someone here.
But why is the light like, on? Danae, I didn't turn it on. I have not been in the basement since Friday.
So is it Louise?
I might ask her. But is that not creepy?
Ew, no, I hate that.
Yeah, it was just randomly on, like, I don't remember if it was, like, Saturday morning or, like, Sunday morning. But I was like, I didn't turn that on.
Mm-mm. No. Yeah.
No. And I only know because I, like, took the dogs out and it was 4 in the morning and I said, I'm not opening that door until, like, later. And I know the dogs would tell me, maybe. But, like...
Also, my dogs are kind of idiots.
Ruger has his moments and so does Aspen, but like, yeah.
They literally, we had aerators for our lawn come. Didn't notice. They bark at literally everyone who like walks by our house, but yeah, they so does didn't Rue. Notice. Like these guys, I was like doing my homework and I look out in the backyard and I'm like, oh, there's a guy there. I should close the dog door before they like freak out and they're like,
try to go out and kill the man.
Yeah. Not that they'd be like, oh my God.
I know what you mean.
We love you. But like,
they're also, doodles and Westies.
Yeah. So, yeah, they didn't notice at all.
That's
the
really...
entire time this man got into our backyard, like from the back gate, nothing.
Like, doesn't that concern you a little bit?
Well, we knew he was coming.
Well, not him.
Oh, you mean the dogs being stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're stupid.
Yeah, I don't know.
They bark at like strollers.
I have been overthinking. I didn't go into the basement for any reason. I didn't have any reason to go into the basement.
So did you make Keith go check it out?
Yeah. Should I text him?
Maybe.
I turned off the light and like quickly shut the door.
Well, that was like, well, was it yesterday or today?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Sunday morning. He wasn't home.
Wait, he came home Sunday.
Saturday, sorry, in my mind, so it's Monday.
Saturday?
So it was Saturday morning.
Okay.
Yeah. So Saturday morning, like, he wasn't there. He wasn't home.
Well, if someone was down there and wanted to kill you, they probably would have done it by now.
Honestly, like, fucking kill me. Like, what am I going to do?
Did you see that thing I posted where it was, like, the aliens and the lady's like, just come take me. Like, yeah. Me trying to, like, bribe aliens to take me away. Like, why have you not chosen me?
Like,
I'm doing everything I can.
Am I not cute enough?
Like, what is it?
Am I ugly?
Can you please take me away from this terrible world? I just don't want to deal
with bills anymore.
Or just generally.
I just don't want to deal with anything.
Take my family out of here. Like, let me...
Pay my debt or take me out of here. You have two choices.
If you want. Whatever.
Probe me, then I don't have to deal with bills. Who wins there? Probably me.
For America.
I don't know. It's to me, sorry, I know today is Sunday, everyone. But like, yeah, so Saturday, sorry. In my mind, it's Monday for some reason. But isn't that creepy?
No, that's gross. I don't like that.
Can I tell you another story that happened this weekend?
Oh.
Okay, everyone wants to know stories.
Just like full of stories.
So I went to Bath and Body Works. Okay. I had a free product. It was about to expire.
Sure.
You gotta go and get that free product.
You
probably spent money at some point. So, like, go get that money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you get? Okay.
I went and got at the beach. Like, they have a lotion.
Oh, I like that.
Didn't know they had that.
Oh, that one's
really excited. Yeah. I went in and I was like, why does At the Beach not have lotion? They do now. But because, like, for my wedding, I wanted it, but they, like, sold it out. And aww. I was like, oh, they don't have lotion? That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I get this product. Sorry, this is a fun story, everyone. And I go into Bath and Body Works, and this lady is cracking the door, kind of.
She's a ghost.
She's having a hard time opening this door. So what do you do?
To Bath and Body Works?
Yeah, she's very old.
Okay.
And I'm like,
run. So you, like, opened it.
I run. I open the door for her. She walks out.
Sure.
Before I can say anything, she looks at me and she's like, you're welcome.
Huh? For, why, what?
My, I couldn't.
Why is she saying that to you?
I couldn't control my voice. I just said, for what? For what?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I opened the door for her. Like, she was like in her 70s. She could hardly open the door. So, you know, like,
you're a normal, welcome. Like, bitch, I should be saying that to you.
Well, I didn't care. She not said, that I would, you're welcome. Yeah. Or, like, thank you. She didn't need to say thank you. Guess what?
Why is she you're saying
struggling,
you're welcome?
You're struggling with the door. I opened the door for you and I smiled also.
Like, sorry, I mean, hopefully,
like,
you dumb
like
bitch.
Like, I smiled in a way, like, fucking this door is heavy in. Sometimes. I
swear to God.
Yeah, she was, like, clearly in her 70s and she just said, you're welcome. And I just, like, couldn't even help it. I was like, for what? And the lady just kept walking. And, like, I was like, was that weird? And the workers at Bath and Body Works, like, because they also, like, saw that.
Like, why are you being a bitch?
Like, because I wasn't, like, I just was no. like, whatever. Like, didn't say anything. And they were like, she was really rude to us. I was like, oh, that tracks. Okay. I was like, you guys saw that? And they were like, yeah, that was fucking weird. You opened the door for her. She wasn't, it wasn't like she was, like, out the door and I, like, randomly, because even then, why are you saying you're welcome?
No,
but she
weird.
Could hardly open the door. And I saw she had her hands full of bags. I did. I opened the door for her. But, like, to this day, like, it was just, like, what the fuck?
People are so rude,
dude. It was so weird. I was like, I need to add that story in because what the fuck is going on with the world?
So she wasn't a ghost.
She should have been.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, she's old she's enough to be a ghost.
She's about to be.
Yeah. Any day now, if you have a ghost saying you're welcome for no reason,
she's gonna be like a rude ass bitch for literally no reason.
Yeah, but the people at Bath and Body Works were like, yeah, we don't know what that was.
Like,
about.
Yeah, we hate her too.
They were like, well, because I just was like, I had a very puzzled look on my face. Like,
what the fuck just happened?
Well, I even said for what, and then I was like, okay. Because, like, normally I'd be, like, little Kim would be, like, oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. But, like, no. I opened the door for you.
What are you even talking about?
Also, like, I did something for you. I don't even expect a thank you. I just expect you to get through the door safely.
Maybe just, like, smile.
Yeah. I was smiling at her.
No, like, her. Like, yeah. She should smile at you. Be like,
I was smiling at her. You. Like, I was helping her out.
A nod of, like,
so weird. I was just, like, okay.
People are so bitter.
Yeah.
She's definitely going to be a ghost.
One day.
A bitter ass ghost.
Eventually, yeah.
Rude.
But thought I'd tell you guys all my little stories of my wall goblins, if you will, and rude people at Bath and Body Works.
Your wall goblins?
Wall goblins. Who knows? I might have somebody living in my walls. But we'll post pictures. There is a video of this girl documenting this journey, if you will, on TikTok. And
yeah.
I will add that.
I'll send you her, like, at, because, like, I was seriously, like, expecting it to be, like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, this is going to be, like, old and gross and dusty. And I was like, this looks like.
She plays it down a lot. Yeah.
There's, like, white walls and the
floor. I don't remember. I just.
Pretty.
When I watched it, it was, like, when she was, like, guys, I'm going to go through this wall. She, like, didn't at that point.
Yeah. I was like, did they not know about this?
Could you go through the wall already? Jesus. Yeah. But yeah, send me her at.
Just watch like part four and
yeah,
we'll see it.
I would do part four. I'm not going to put our viewers through the, like, you guys have all watched the videos where they're explaining something and then like part four, they're like, oh, also he was,
you know what
he cheated on me. And you're
is
like,
when they like, what? They're like, watch for my like renovation.
Watch till
or
the
whatever.
End.
And then they like. Do all the work like dark, fast time
their dog barks at the end
and then you don't even get to see like the reveal and I'm like, why the fuck did I just spend like 30 seconds of my life
and they're like
this?
Watch my husband's reaction, they don't show the reveal and you're like, I don't care about your husband's
how
reaction
dare you.
That's great that Daryl feels
when
that
they
way
do like the they're like haircut consultation, they're like, so I want to do like this and this and they're like, okay cool, we're gonna do this really great thing. And then they don't even show the end result. I'm like,
they show the person cutting it, like, looking excited. F? I'm like, are you trying to piss me off?
I decided I'm going to make my own prom dress. Show it the in prom. This, like, yeah. Where's the prom dress?
Like, yeah, queen. Can I see your prom dress? Can I
please see it?
I bet it's great. I'm not insulting you. But,
like,
yet.
Now I have to, like, click on your profile and, like, see.
I'm not watching your five-part.
I have to, like, research this and be like, yeah. Where's the prom dress reveal?
Have you seen the girl? It's like, I watched a seven-part series. You don't have to.
I love when people do that.
I love her.
Thank you.
I don't know her name. I'll try to find it. But she's like, being like, I watched a seven-part series, so you don't have to. And I'm like, thank you. Awesome. But then she does, like, a full video. And I'm like, how about it?
Have you seen the guy that does, like, he'll just, like, be like, here's the tea on, like, Junie B. Jones. And he's like, so.
Oh, Junie B. Jones. Are you kidding me?
It's so funny.
I'm like, Junie B. Jones? It, like, yeah.
He'll just be like, he gives like, a whole, like, here's the tea.
Junie B. Jones, stupid smelly bus. Yeah. Yes! Did I watch that with Keith? Yes. I made Keith sit with me and I said, did you read Junie B. Jones? And he said, I did. And I said, sit down. I got he some did, shit
like,
the
whole breakdown of that. He'll do, like, a whole breakdown of, like, random-ass movies from the 90s. Oh, I love like, it. What the fuck even was this movie? Yeah. Like, he explains it, and you're like, wait, what?
He gets
when
me.
When you say it, like, this is a dumb fucking movie. Like,
it is so stupid.
No, it's so funny.
One of my comfort movies, it's called Something Borrowed, and it is...
Something Borrowed. What's that?
Okay. You know how you have your comfort movie that's... Okay. I'm going to tell you my three comfort movies. If anyone ruins these for me, fuck off. I don't care. Never Been Kissed.
Oh my God. I love Never Been Kissed.
Okay. Bringing Down the House. What? I love Queen Latifah and Steve Martin. Don't ruin it for me.
Okay. Okay.
But like that movie's so great. And then my other one is called Something Borrowed.
What? I've never heard of that.
Something Borrowed is controversial.
Oh.
Because in the movie, essentially, there's a lot of parts of it. She cheats with her friend's man.
Who's in it?
Jennifer Goodwin, Kate Hudson, and you're not going to know him, but I'm in love with him, and I have been in love with him since this movie, Colin Egglesfield.
Who the fuck is that?
He's so beautiful. It's stupid.
He probably looks exactly like Keith.
He doesn't. That's the funny part.
Oh, really?
He doesn't look anything like
Keith. Egglesworth? That's not a real last name.
He has dark hair. That's the weird part. Oh, he is the one dark-haired man that I was like, all right. I'm sorry. Him and Justin Baldoni are very attractive. Oh my
God. Justin Baldoni is super cute.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. But Justin Baldoni is very attractive.
Egglesworth?
Egglesfield.
Oh.
He's very
like
beautiful.
Two G's?
Yeah, two G's. Egglesfield.
Okay. That's my mom's not gonna be a like, real name.
It is a real name to me. Sorry okay. If anyone's listening, you can fast forward through this part.
We'll
but
probably edit all this out.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. I wish he had a beard.
He's so good but looking.
That's just me. I think people just need beards, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree.
He has kind of like serial killer eyes. In this picture.
That's the worst picture I've ever seen of that
man. Okay, he's not cute in that one?
No, not even kind of.
Okay, well, that's his Wikipedia page, so.
That's funny. Don't look that up. Look up his IMDb.
Okay, anyways, so they borrow, it's like something.
Something Borrowed is a like controversial
something blue,
movie.
Something Borrowed.
Yeah, but they don't have something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. But they do have, Something Borrowed and Something
Bro
Blue
looks
is the
like
sequel.
A vampire. Mm-hmm. So you're team Edward.
Yeah, we've established this. And you're team Jacob.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's attractive. He's not my type.
Kim in her 20s was all about it.
Okay, he looks cute right here. He doesn't look scary.
He's a really kind guy.
Okay.
He does classes for people.
He has a kind smile.
Yeah. He does classes for people in acting.
Oh, acting.
I don't classes. Think he should do one, but, you
that
know.
That sounds embarrassing. Anyways.
Anyways, so we'll post pictures of that TikTok.
Kim's on, comfort movies.
On our Instagram, but it's going to be Mysterious Mavens Pod just on Instagram.
Yeah, and if you want to tell us your top three comfort movies.
Or if you want to tell us a scary story that happened to you. Either way. Somebody break into your window? Did you check behind your window? Like, honestly, please tell us. Tell us
if Colin Egglesfield is hot or not. Remember that website?
What?
Hot or not? Do you remember that?
No.
Oh my God.
Okay. Do you think Colin Egglesfield is hot? Because he is.
Yes or no?
The answer is yes.
Or no.
It is yes.
And email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
Also,
he's model hot, you know?
He's model hot. Yeah. He's very beautiful.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like Tom Cruise a little bit, which is kind of like upsetting.
But better.
Yeah. Way better. For sure.
Yeah.
But like we have a Facebook and we have a TikTok. We need to post more stuff on our TikTok. Our last video is my favorite word. Danae is like, snake farm. What is that?
Oh my God. Is that the last time?
Yeah.
Wow, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's great.
That was like 4 years ago.
Before you had Ronan, so kind of
yeah
crazy, but yeah, no, go follow us on everything. We have stuff. Go see us there. We are most active on our Instagram.
Instagram.
But email us. We are also giving friendship bracelets away.
Yeah, so
if you actually email us something of substance, you can't just say cool and then we're like, what's your address? So send us something of substance and then we will send like you a friendship bracelet. We will actually like post pictures of our friendship bracelets. They're great.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
As far amazing, as I'm concerned.
Talented.
Yeah. Amazing. Talented. So beautiful.
All right. Until next time. Goodbye.
Bye. Don't wake the baby. Bye.